Bhagavad Lila, 11th canto, chapter 12, which is describing Sadhu Sangha and Braja Prem. The title is Beyond Renunciation and Knowledge, Beyond Vairagya and Vidya. Go higher, go higher, go higher. Before we discuss the outline of the chapter and cite a few key verses with illuminating purports by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, we want to back up a little bit to the previous chapter, The Symptoms of Living Entities, and describe the purport of Vishwanath to verse number 48. Priyena Bhakti Yogena Satsangena Vinodhava Nopayo Vidyate Samyak Prayannam Hi Satam Aham. My dear Uddhav, I am personally the ultimate shelter and way of life for saintly liberated persons. And thus, if one does not engage in bhakti yoga, which is possible by associating with devotees, satsang, then for all practical purposes, despite whatever one may practice or call his dharma or yoga or path or journey, for all practical purposes, says Sri Krishna, one possesses no effective means for escaping from material existence. Mukti Nehoga. And then, in his beautiful Tika, Chakravarti Pad cites a verse by Sri Uddhava Mahashaya, Shukadeva Goswami, and Narada Muni. Uddhava explains that one who is burning in the material fire of birth and death, he does not have any shelter but Krishna's lotus feet. Charanam Tavangri. That is, your feet are a nectar shower to extinguish the fire of suffering and birth and death. And then Shukadev adds, he compares, in the air it's compared to a burning forest fire. Gore santapyamanasya. Shukadev compares the samsara, material existence, to an ocean. Samsara sindhu. Samsara sindhum ati dushtaram uti tir shore. He says that material existence is an impassable ocean, vast and fathomless. And the conditioned souls are drowning in this ocean. It's not cool water, but it's burning water. Water is on fire with misery. Adiatmika miseries, adibhotika, adidaivaka, janma, mrityu, dhiravyadi, dukkha, doshana, darshana, miseries in all directions, within the body, outside the body, by other bodies, everybody, everywhere. This is a samsara sindhu ati dushtaram uti tirshur. Nanya plavo bhagavata purushottamasya. Lila kata ras nishevana mantarena pumso bhaved vivida dukkha torarditasya. And he says, this burning ocean of samsara, there's no way to get out unless one gets in the boat, climb on board, bon voyage, going on a cruise out of the material world. Liberation, chalo. Mukti prapti. The only rescue boat is kata, lila kata rasa nishevana mantarena. Lila kata ras. Lila kata ras nishevana mantarena. Nishevana mantarena. Deep within oneself, and the, its heart of hearts, its core of his heart, and the inner reaches of his mind, and relish, nishevanam antarena. One should relish katha ras, lila katha ras. He's saying the lila, Krishna's lila, shishti lila, pralaya lila, ras lila, amshi chori lila, holy lila, julen lila, asur mardan lila, kamsa mardan lila. And by relishing this rasa, lila katha ras within oneself, then he will get free from the burning ocean of birth and death. Narada Muni adds, he actually directly attacks other systems who propose as means of liberation and satisfaction for the souls of this world. Narada Muni condemns them. What is the use of yoga, gyan, yoga, and renunciation, or even Vedic studies? What is the use of any so-called auspicious processes? Sankhya, yoga, sankhya, nyas, swadhyaya, shastra swadhyaya, nyas, logic, sankhena, counting, yoga. What shreyas, what is the benefit? Because without Krishna, there is no benefit. Vishnu continues the thread of the Tika. This verse in Uddhav Gita, Bhagavan Sri Krishna uses the word prayena. He starts the verse by saying prayena, prayena bhakti yogena, prayena, for all practical purposes. This is what the word means. In other words, for all practical purposes, it is impossible to escape the samsara without bhakti in sarusanga. Satam prasangam mama virya samvidho. One who avoids bhakti and avoids sarusanga with Shuddha Vaishnavas, he can simply imagine the probabilities of liberation or mukti in Kali without Krishna consciousness. The chances are certainly zero. One may concoct a type of liberation and a suitable path to go there on the mental platform, or one may live in a so-called spiritual society of mutual flattery. Very interesting phrase. A so-called spiritual society of mutual flattery. A spiritual society of mutual flattery. So that obviously Vishwanath is speaking about the bogus societies that don't teach Shuddha Bhakti and Shuddha Harinam and pure devotional service. But if one really wants to go to the spiritual world, get liberation from birth and death, and wants to go back home, back to Vaikuntha, Godhead, Goloka, and see with spiritual eyes the beautiful kingdom of God called Krishna Loka, then one must take to Sri Chaitanya's Prem Nam Sankirtan movement and worship Lord Krishna and the association of the Bhaktagan, the pure devotees of Lord Sri Krishna. So back to chapter 12 outline, 11th canto. Beyond, what is beyond? Going beyond Vairagya and Gyan, Vairagya and Vidya. V and V, transcend Vairagya and Vidya. So this chapter describes Sarusanga and Brajaprem, the glories of satsang, holy association, and the super excellence of the love of the Brijvasis is described. The association, these are all the summary of the teachings of Krishna to Uddhava in a famous Uddhava Gita. Let's carry on now to chapter 12, I'm giving a summary of the chapter in these, and which includes specific teachings that Sri Krishna gave to his dearest friend Uddhava Sakha, his advisor and friend, and all of us also. Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, Sarasanga destroys the soul's attachment to Maya and even can bring Krishna under control. Yog, Sankhya, Dharam, Swadhyaya, Tapa, Vairagya, charity, fasting, archan, puja, tantric mantras, tirtha, yatra, yamas and niyamas, they cannot give the same result. In every age on this earth planet, there are demons, monsters, birds and animals who are in the mode of passion and ignorance. And there are also human beings in the categories of businessmen, women, workers, outcasts, and so on, who cannot study the Vedas. Nevertheless, by the purifying effect with Vaishnav Sangha, Hari Guru Vaishnav Seva, anyone can achieve the supreme abode of Krishna, Krishna Loka. But without such saintly Vaishnav association, even those very sincere and dedicated souls who are endeavoring in yoga, Sankhya study, charity vows, and the practice of sannyas or vairagya may remain incapable of attaining Krishna. The Brajavadu, the Vanita, Brajavanita, the young damsels of Braj, they did not really know the true identity of Shyamasundara. They simply considered Shyam to be their paramour who would give them pleasure. Yet, by the power of the gopis' constant association with Shyamasundara, they attained to the supreme truth, which even great demigods like Brahm, Shiva, Indra, etc. cannot achieve. The Brajavadu displayed such deep attachment to Shyam that their minds, which were overflowing with the ecstasy of being with Krishna, perceived an entire night spent in Shyam's company as passing in only a fraction of a second. However, when Akrur took Krishna and Baladev to Mathura, the gopis then thought that each night without Krishna was dragging on for a millennium of duration, millennium of the demigods. They were so tormented by separation from Shyam, the Brajagopis, the damsels of Braj, could not find anything to give them satisfaction other than the hope and desire and idea that Krishna would return. This indicates the incomparable excellence of the gopis, Shringar Prem, Vishuddha Shringar Prem, pure love. After imparting these teachings to Uddhav, Krishna advised that to attain the absolute, Uddhava should give up all dharma and adharma propagated in the Shrutis and Smritis, and instead take shelter of the example of the Brajagopis. There's some very beautiful verses in the chapter 12, beyond Vairagya and Vidya, transcending Vairagya and Vidya, that describe the most exalted devotees of the Lord, because one of the themes of the chapter is describing Sadhu Sangha and Brajaprem. Several beautiful verses where Krishna's opening his heart, which Uddhava witnessed to some extent by meeting the gopis at Uddhav Kyari, when he brought the message from Krishna, but just to remind himself, or he could never forget them, what the speaker remembering them, but to remind Uddhav and to emphasize to him the supreme exaltation of the Braja damsels and their unique state of pure love, Krishna glorified them here in the Bhagavatam. Chapter 12, text 8. Kevalena hi bhavena gopyo gavo nagamriga yanye mudha diyo naga sira mamiyur anjasa. The Vrijvasis, gopis, cows, non-moving creatures like twin Arjun trees, animals, living entities with stunted consciousness, bushes and thickets, snakes like Kaliya, they all achieve perfection of life. How? By unalloyed love for me, and thus they very easily attain me. Kevala Bhav, Kevala Bhav, Kevala Bhav, Kevala Bhav for Krishna, unalloyed love for Krishna. The Brijvasis, unlike others who approach the Lord and attain perfection, they knew nothing else but Krishna. The Brijvasis were so satisfied in their relationship with Shyamasundara that they didn't have any other ideas or desires in their mind. The gopis served Krishna in Madhura Ras, conjugal relationship, and the cows loved Krishna in Vatsalya Ras, the love of parents for a child, says Vishwanath. Because the cows, like his mother, or like mothers always do, the cows were always, every day, supplying milk to baby Krishna. Non-moving objects like Govardhan and other hills and mountains loved Krishna as a sakha, as a friend. And the ordinary animals, trees and bushes of Vrindavan, they are in Dasya Bhav. The trees are in Dasya Bhav. So someone says, what bhav are the trees? They're in Dasya Bhav. And the animals and bushes, they're in Dasya Ras, the love of a servant for his master. Snakes like Kaliya also developed this love and servitude. And after relishing their loving service to Krishna, all of them went back home, back to Godhead. Vishnu says the verse is telling, Krishna's mentioning the word sita, which means that all those Brijvasis should be considered eternally liberated souls. The word sita, which means having achieved the perfection of life. In five verses, out of the total 24 verses in chapter 12, Sri Krishna glorifies the young cowherd damsels of Braj by emphasizing to Uddhava that their standard of attachment, dedication, surrender, and pure bhakti or devotion to him or to Sri Krishna is the topmost abhideya and prayojana, the means and goal of yoga practice, of bhakti. And they are the exemplars of the highest perfection, of the greatest love, mahabhav, prem, existing in the greatest domain of the Lord, Brajagokul, Goloka Vrindavan. So after establishing the prayojana, by glorifying the exemplars of the prem prayojana, the Braja Prem of the Gopis in five verses, the balance of the 19 verses in chapter 12 describe the Sambandha Navideya, the foundation and philosophy and the practice of the means and sadhana to attain the sadhya of Goloka Vrindavan and Gopi Prem, which Krishna revealed and advertised and unveiled. Now those verses again are verse number 8, 10, 11, 12, and 13. That's five verses. We discussed verse 8, and this is verse 10, glorifying the damsels of Braj. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Ramena Sardham Maturam Parnite Shrafakina Mayanu Rakta Chittaha Vighadda Bhavena Namevi Yoga Tivradda Yonyam Tadrishu Sukaya. So here is another verse where Krishna is mentioning the name Radha. It's Ra-da, not Radha. But the syllables are there. The Ra, long A, Ra, and then D-H-A. But that's short A instead of long, as in Radha's name. And the entire 18,000 verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shuka Muni mentions, of course, indirectly Radharani in every verse of the Bhagavatam, but even more directly, indirectly in the verse in the Rasa Panchadaya, where he glorifies that other gopi that has loved Krishna more than anyone else. The gopi said, Hanaya radito nunam Bhagavan Harir Ishvaraha Yanno vihaya govinda prito yam anayad raha. O Sakis, Sri Radhika is much more fortunate than all of us. She has surely performed the highest aradhana, worship of Bhagavan Sri Hari. Thus, Radha alone has received the name Radhika. That is why, being very much pleased with Radha, Govinda has left us behind in the Rasa Stali and went off with Radha to a solitary place. So this is the word, Radha's name is there also. Aniradito. It's also long Ra, Ra, and then Dito. So in the Rasa Panchadaya, Canto 10, Chapter 30, Verse 28, the gopis searching for Krishna found their absent Radharani, and they glorified her as Aniradito, worshipper like no one else. And here, Krishna is telling Uddhava at the end of the Bhagavatam, at least 11th canto, he's saying, Tivradio, Yon Yam Dadrishu Sukaya. So Tivra means intense. Tivrena Bhakti Yogena. Tivrena, Tivra, and then Adaya means who are experiencing mental distress or anxiety. So it's a different word than Radha. It's Tivra Adayo. But if you, it's written here together, so it's T long I, T I V, R long A, D H Y O. Tiv, you can break it another way, Tiv Radayo. At any rate, Krishna is telling Uddhava, the Brijvasis, especially the Brajagopis, were always completely attached to me with the deepest love. When my uncle Akrura took Balaram and I to the city of Mathura, the Brijvasis suffered extreme mental distress because of separation from me. I could not find any other source of happiness. This verse especially describes the sentiments of the gopis of Braj, and reveals the incomparable love they felt for him. The translation says that residents of Vrindavan suffered extreme mental distress. But that was specifically the Brijvasis, means the gopis, that the purport, BBT purport, is saying. Anurakta chitta, vigada. Gata samskara is extremely deep. Their consciousness is completely attached in bhav, vighata bhav. Extremely deep bhav. Well, everyone has bhav, braj bhav, brajbasis. Yashoda, Sridham, Sudham, Raktak, Pratrak, the trees, everyone, they have bhav, love for Krishna. But vighata, vighata bhav, that extremely deep, their chitta vighata bhav, anurakta chitta, their consciousness is completely and utterly, constantly attached moment to moment, second to second, split second to split second, anurakta chitta, vighata bhavena, mevi yog. Yog means viraha, madura viraha, separation. So this verse actually, although the translation says the residents of Braj, but it means specifically the Brijvasis, they alone are the ones that suffered such mental distress, and they couldn't find any other means of happiness. The gopis loved Krishna so much that in his absence their consciousness was completely absorbed in spiritual love. Thus, the gopis' bhav, their Krishna consciousness, is the highest perfection of life. They're always expecting Krishna to finish his Mathura business and return. Therefore, their anxiety was an extremely moving, heart-rending display of love. Anyone desiring true happiness must take to bhakti, Krishna bhakti, in the spirit of the gopis, giving everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Then in text 11, tasta shapa preshta tamena nita mayeva vrindavana gocharena shanarda vatta punarangatasam hina maya kalpa samabhavuhu. O dear Uddhava, all those moon-filled nights that I spent with the gopis in Brajabhumi passed in less than a second. Without my sangha, the gopis felt that those same nights of Chaitran Vaishak and Sharad dragged on forever. They felt each night without me to be equal to a day of Brahma, 300 billion years. The gopi's consciousness was intensely and intimately attached to Shyam. Thus their bodies seemed so far from them. Even though ordinary people, their body is their nearest and dearest possession, closest attachment. In fact, the damsels of Braj never for a second thought about their own existence, nor their families. They're not aware of anything. They couldn't think of anything. They're wrapped in loving remembrance of Shyam. As the rivers rush into the ocean, the gopis' hearts and minds were like rivers of love running and merging into consciousness of Krishna through intense love. When Krishna was present with the damsels of Braj, a night that extended for the day of Brahma, millions of years spinning and whirling and laughing and joking and singing in the ras, maharas, at Yamuna Pulin, it passed in a second for the gopis. But that same single moment in Krishna's absence, Krishna viraha, seemed to stretch on for billions of lifetimes of Brahma without Krishna. The Krishna consciousness of the gopis is the perfection of spiritual life, and that is described here. Text 12. So Krishna is on a roll here, you can say, in slang language. He's totally absorbed in remembering his damsels of Braj and totally absorbed in glorifying for his own pleasure and remembrance and for the illumination and remembrance of his great friend Uddhava and for the purification and illumination of all of us who hear from Krishna's own mouth, him glorifying his own best devotees. Who can glorify the gopis more or better in a better way than Krishna? Who knows them more? Who's been served more? Who has served them more? Who is more closely connected than Krishna with the gopis? Nijarupatiya Kalabi is the very own expansion of his heart. Text 12, chapter 12. Ta naviddan mayusanga bhadha diyaswam atmanam adastade tatedam yata samado munayobdito ye nadya pravishta iva nama rupe au udava. As yogis merge in trance of self-realization, rivers merge in the ocean, and thus they are not aware of material names and forms. The cowherd damsels of Braj were so completely attached to me within their minds, they couldn't even think of their own bodies. What to speak of this world or the future? Their entire consciousness was simply bound in me. Kama ramanam jaram asurupo vido bhala brahmam paramam prapu sangachchatta sahasrasha. Uddhav, all those hundreds of thousands of gopis and damsels of Braj, they took me as their most charming lover and they ardently desired me in that way. They were completely unaware of my actual position. Yet, by intimately associating with me, those coward damsels of Brajabhumi attained me, the supreme absolute truth. Key word in the verse 13 is asrup vida. And I translate here as not understanding my position. They were just absorbed in conjugal love for me. Vishwanath explains different meanings. He says the word vid means to acquire. Thus, the phrase asrup vid'a, used by Shuka Muni, means the gopis, like other shudbhakts, were not interested in liberation or acquiring a form like the Lord's, sarupya mukti, which is because the word says sarup. So they asurup. They don't want to acquire asurup like gods. Were the gopis to obtain a bodily form like the Lord's? Then how could Krishna execute his conjugal pastimes of dancing the gopis and embracing them? Since all the gopis realize their eternal spiritual forms as servitors of Shyam, the word in this verse, sarup, indicates their own spiritual bodies, and thus the phrase asurup vida means that the gopis never thought of their own bodily beauty like materialists do at every moment. Although the gopis are the most beautiful girls in Krishna's creation, they never once thought of their own bodies. But they are always moment to moment, second to second, feeling to feeling, desire to desire, will to will, always meditating on the Divya Kalevaram, transcendental body of Shyam Sundar. Cowherd, the beloved cowherd damsels of Braj, they display the superb example of practical Krishna consciousness. They took shelter naturally of Krishna and by that achieved the highest perfection of life. So in concluding is Uddhava Gita part 1, you can say. Let's see. This part of the teachings, chapter 12, Beyond Vairagya and Vidya, Vishwanath gives some summary that in this verse Uddhava is saying that, my Lord, you've explained so many different processes to attain spiritual perfection then as there are today. Gyan, yoga, bhakti, vairagya, mysticism, ashtasiddhis, dharma, varnashram dharma, piety, tapasya, What is the purpose? Why? And then Krishna explains in this verse, chapter 12, verse 17, why all these processes and so-called dharmas and paths and different paths are there, that all these processes are meant to help the living entities obtain the shelter of Krishna. Krishna Sharanagati. Guru Pada Shraya. Sri Krishna Shraya. Mantandan Krishna Samarpan. So thus Krishna explained in this chapter, especially chapter 12, the entire Vedic system, placing everything in proper order. Uddhava, what I have spoken to you thus far in chapter 12 of Uddhava Gita is guidance for all living, I'm giving guidance to you and all living entities in different situations. I accept you as you are now. You don't have to follow these processes. You're my pure devotee. You're not supposed to execute all these processes. Vishnath concludes by saying, the Lord, Sri Krishna, with very light-hearted and encouraging words, reveals to Uddhava in chapter 13 the deep purpose behind the variety of Vedic procedures, Vairagya and Gyan, and Naya and logic and yoga and mysticism. These are the wonderful teachings of chapter 12, Beyond Renunciation and Knowledge.